Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, if you're a little sleepy-eyed this morning, our first guest will undoubtedly open your eyes, as will his book. His name is James Bradley. He's the author of the New York Times bestsellers, The Imperial Cruise, Flyboys, and Flags of Our Fathers. And I'll tell you, this part really impressed me. The son of one of the men who raised the American flag on Iwo Jima, images, photos that will be forever etched in our minds. His website is jamesbradley.com. And congratulations on everything. It's a pleasure to have you join us with the book, The China Mirage, The Hidden History of American Disaster in Asia, published by Back Bay Books, a division of Little Brown Company. James, welcome. It's indeed a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, in that introduction, we talked, and I mentioned that your father raised the flag on Iwo Jima. And when you think about, quote, American imperialism, Americans, the American mindset of trying to westernize the rest of the world, we see that we see all the failed attempts, and it's even, I think, been enlightening for conservatives such as myself to see that our mode, our thinking has changed, and perhaps we got it wrong. How did we get in a short opening here? How did we get it wrong in terms of what your book is about?
Well, China has always been a distant star that we've imagined rather than experienced. I mean, President Obama talks about American values regarding foreigners. We had laws against the Chinese coming to the United States. Those were American values. The U.S. Senate in 1882 determined that there wasn't enough brain matter in Chinese heads to comprehend democracy, and they had to be excluded from the United States. Up until then, there was no concept of illegal immigration. We made it illegal on race, so we took the number one country in the world, and we basically prevented Americans from knowing them personally. We would not let them into the country. And instead, we imagined China, and we imagined it through our missionaries who wrote home and said, you know, for a few dollars more, these Chinese, they want to become Christianized. Later in the 1930s, Chiang Kai-shek had a propaganda machine, the China Lobby, And it amplified the missionary mirage that China wanted to be just like us. When Mao arose and we saw that the Chinese didn't like to be with us, I mean, didn't want to be us, Joe McCarthy said, who lost China? I mean, the China mirage has affected American politics and has gotten us into three wars with 200,000 dead Americans.
Yeah, it's you know, it's easy to be an armchair quarterback and go back, and yet this isn't something that's new. You talk in this book And I think this will surprise a lot of people. Not that these events were precipitated just prior to World War II, but go all the way back to Teddy Roosevelt when we had grave misconceptions. Talk about that.
Teddy Roosevelt, back then, Japan was the favorite country in Asia for America. They were the Yankees of the Far East, and they were opening up and becoming just like us, supposedly. And Theodore Roosevelt proposed to Emperor Meiji that they have a Japanese Monroe Doctrine in Asia, just like we had a Monroe Doctrine in South America. And within that Monroe Doctrine that Theodore Roosevelt approved secretly with Emperor Meiji, he said, you take Korea. And he imagined that Korea would be enough for them to nibble on. Well, what was Franklin Delano Roosevelt's later problem in Asia? It was Japanese expansionism. Japan went from Korea into China and caused a lot of havoc. That was greenlit by Theodore Roosevelt in 1905.
And, these misconceptions, this misjudgment, and again, we could spend hours talking about our national policy and how we failed miserably. Is it coming to grips that we're learning some lessons today from all the travesties of the past? I suspect the answer is no.
Well, this is about China, the China Mirage, and I don't know. Talk to your next 10 friends. Can they name 20 Chinese cities? I mean, we can say Rome, Paris, London. What are we learning about China? Well, who cares about China? Why should we learn? I just suggest that if you're teaching your son how to drive and there's this huge vehicle on the road that's swaying and is the biggest truck in the whole country, you might want to pay attention to that. One-fourth of humanity is Chinese, and we're still not focused on how much China is going to affect us in the future.
There were a lot of issues that occurred. You think about the embargo of Japanese steel and oil as a penalty for war with China. You say that precipitated the attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor.
Well. Yeah, and I don't just say that. That's pretty well established. We cut Japan's oil, and immediately Hirohito's hair was on fire. His experts were saying, we have to move now. We only have 18 months worth of oil. I mean, you could have embargoed trees or something, and they wouldn't have gone crazy. So Japan had to go south. They had to go to the Dutch East Indies, which is now Indonesia, for that oil. Why? America was supplying 80% of Japan's oil. And all of a sudden it was cut. Now, what's interesting, it was cut by these China lobby guys three levels down within the Roosevelt administration. I never knew that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did not know that we cut Japan's oil. They kept it from him because he demanded that we keep selling oil to Japan. He said, I don't want a war in the Pacific. I'm preparing for war in Europe. The way to prevent war in the Pacific is to keep Japan's oil line open. They'll never attack us. He was up talking to Winston Churchill in August of 1941 up in Canada at the Atlantic Conference, and we secretly cut the oil. Roosevelt did not know for 1 month.
I should phrase it as a declaratory statement as opposed to a question. It seems shocking. According to your book, FDR did not know that this cutoff of oil shipments occurred and had a tremendous impact on the Japanese that led to that decision to go to war with the kamikazes.
Japan was planning the attack on Pearl Harbor before Roosevelt, could even grapple with why they might be upset. He didn't know we had cut the oil off. I couldn't believe it. This has been documented, and you can see the notes in the book. And I'm not trying to say I'm the first one who has brought this out, but I was amazed when I went to school in Japan in 1974. I got a degree in East Asian history. And a few years ago, I was scratching my head saying, Everyone knows that America cut the oil. How do we do that? You know, congressional legislation, executive order. Turns out that it was done secretly and nobody knew that it happened.
James Bradley joining us. The book is The China Mirage, The Hidden History of American Disaster in Asia. Just quickly, as we go to a break and then we can resume after it, what's the biggest surprise that you came upon writing this book?
Oh, one after another. Franklin Delano Roosevelt's lifestyle was maintained because his grandpa was the American opium king of China. Warren Delano, the grandfather of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, made the fortune that Franklin lived on selling opium out of Hong Kong. Franklin Delano Roosevelt's mother grew up in a mansion in Hong Kong. Columbia, Yale, Harvard, these are based on opium fortunes. I didn't know that. I was born in 1954. I was told about the domino theory. The reason my brother had to go fight in Vietnam was because of a theory we had about China. See, here's misunderstanding of China. If we don't win in Vietnam, then the Chinese are going to take Vietnam. They're going to continue on through the rest of Asia. Turns out it was a theory that was never debated, and it was wrong.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when you look at this, there's pretty much a history of this in United States politics and related to a lot of fortunes today. Look at Joe Kennedy and his illicit bootlegging, you know, the great illustrious Kennedy family. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more after these messages. This is Stu Taylor.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035, 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035, 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
Right back with James Bradley, the author of a number of New York Times bestsellers, the current one out in paperback, The China Mirage, The Hidden History of American Disaster in Asia. And the book is published by Back Bay Books, a division of Little Brown and Company. And again, James and I were discussing during the break perhaps certain skepticism, and he's a... he's a true journalist, so what he has reported in this book, and he said it to me, if you can find anything that isn't factual, just let me know. You know, James, I remember watching Sand Pebbles, that film back in the 60s about American gunboat navigating the Yangtze deep into China, the China interior. What was the reason that boat was there? What was it, to protect commercial interests, or was it for another reason?
You know, I saw that movie so long ago, I can't comment on that particular boat, but we had military over there. Warren Delano, the grandfather of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, welcomed the first Navy ship to China. And we were underlings to the French and to the British. But, yeah, we needed a Navy over there because we had to insert opium, and it was illegal. And we used offshore shoals and bays and dealing with Chinese criminals. That's why the Westerners' navies were over there. Opium was the number one most valuable commodity trade of the 19th century. When they said, hey, to Queen Victoria, the Emperor of China doesn't want you to sell any more opium, she immediately dispatched the British Navy. The opium was like one quarter of the British Empire's income. Huge.
I'd like you to focus, if you could, this triangle between the United States, China, and Japan. How the alien, you've already mentioned how this alienation occurred in part, but the misjudgments that were made on this end in assuming. Partially, as I had mentioned earlier, the Westernization theory that everyone loved us for whatever we were doing, and that a lot of this precipitated what happened with the Japanese who planned that war well before I think you said Roosevelt's reign. Can you talk about the psychodynamic in a little more detail about the United States, Japan, and China?
The cycle, we've got to go back to, let's go back to Warren Delano's time, grandfather Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1830s. What's happening then? Andrew Jackson, Trail of Tears, we're going to civilize this continent, and everyone's going to be Christian and American and democratic, or you're going to get out of the way. We're going to put you in a reservation or, you know. So this was the tide of Western civilization, and Americans were the new Democrats that were going to, you know, we're changing the continent. Well, that same type of thinking was in the heads of the Americans who went to China. And China, Asia, was going to become Americanized, Christianized. That was the future. I mean, this was the time when Britain had India and, you know, and colonization. Well, America saw China and Japan, and we and these two countries have gone in and out of favor. Back in Teddy Roosevelt's time, we loved the Japanese, and Teddy Roosevelt granted them the Japanese Monroe Doctrine over Korea, which later blew up into Japan invading China. China posed as a country that wanted to become Christian in the 1930s. The Song family, educated in the United States, surrounded Chiang Kai-shek and propagandized America through the China lobby that China had a Christian head. And if we continued to support Chiang, the rest of the China mirage would come true. What the missionaries were saying would come true. The Chinese would become a Christian. So we liked China. We didn't like Japan at that point for attacking China. After we beat Japan, they were defeated and submissive. We liked Japan a lot. And when Mao rose, and, oh, my God, China didn't become Christian. Henry Luce at Time Magazine, Franklin Roosevelt, everyone had told the American public through the 1930s and World War II that China was about to become Christianized. When Mao arose in 1949, he smashed the dream. Joe McCarthy then said, who lost China? For 30 years, Stu, we didn't have relations with the largest country in the world. We couldn't even look at it. We were so upset. I mean, when the commies took over Russia, the Soviet Union, at least we talked to them as humans. But when Mao, popped the dream and China wasn't Christian, we wouldn't even talk to them. We couldn't even go. I thought China was closed to Americans when I was a kid. No, it was the State Department closed off China to me. During the 1950s, only one American reporter was brave enough to go and report from China. When he came back to the United States, Eisenhower took his passport away.
It just seems to go on generation after generation here. And what you're saying, I guess, is that the American thought or perception was that we lost China. We never really had it.
No, but we didn't. But the propaganda here, if you went to church, we were a Protestant country. If you went to church every Sunday, you knew we had China because the letters, the propaganda was telling you China's just about to go Christian. The leader of China is Chiang Kai-shek. He was on Time magazine more than Winston Churchill, more than Franklin Roosevelt.
Wow.
Christianity was dawning. Pearl Buck was the number one author of the 1930s, the only woman in the 20th century, the only author to have a book number one 2 years in a row. And it was about China, and they were going to be just like us. Henry Luce is the biggest publisher. His dad was a missionary in China, and he pumped the China dream through life. And look at the quotes in the book from Fortune magazine about Chiang Kai-shek going to church. Pictures of him holding the Bible. This is a military despot who slept on, you know, atop of prisons that held his political prisoners.
Wow.
So the dream that they were going to be Christian was there. And when Mao arose, Joe McCarthy was able to say, hey, who lost China? And Americans believed the question.
Yeah, and all that led to was millions and millions of lives, not just ours, but others lost in all of these conflicts over there. And all I can say is that I hope history, it doesn't repeat itself in a different kind of way. But we've got about a minute left. I'd like you to perhaps make a couple of comments on what hasn't been discussed in this interview as we wrap it up.
Oh, so much. It's the China mirage is this idea that China will become just like us. And it's an idea that goes back to George Washington, and it's with us today. We're dreaming that the Chinese people want to be democratic. And if we just got rid of those dirty commies in Beijing, you know, some democracy could arise there. I think it's time for us to have a more realistic view. China is not a third world country rising. China is a 5,000-year-old entity that for most of that time was the richest, most civilized country in the world.
And on that note, James Bradley, sorry that the clock is running out, the China Mirage. James Bradley, you got to read this. The Hidden History of American Disaster in Asia. James, thanks so much.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 877-800-814-5035.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
All right, a preview. Actually, I should give you a preview of the next couple of days here. Tomorrow, joining us will be Fini Chelakumar. He is a principal and director for Aspire Systems, located in India. And if you have a business, you're really going to enjoy this in terms of what they do and how digital technology, the cloud fits in. Disruptive technology is taking over the industry. It's really interesting. He'll be on, and also joining us will be Carla Taylor. Again, we're representing Blue Prairie Group every third Wednesday of the month, and I thank you for all the emails that I received saying, boy, what fabulous information we're getting from all of these wonderful guests and management at Blue Prairie Group. We'll talk about wealth management tomorrow. And I think if I could tease this a little, maybe what you should do when you're heading into a marriage in order to make sure that you're providing security for yourself. And then on Thursday, joining us will be Jim Cook. He is, of course, the founder of Samuel Adams Beer. And, how successful can you get? It'd be pretty tough to get more successful than Jim Cook has. He'll be here with his book, Quench Your Thirst, and that will be on Thursday. And I'm looking at the list of guests for the next couple of weeks, but I want to move on to politics. So let me, with your permission, I'll do that. And if I don't get your permission, I'll do that. What's going on right now in the Republican Party is stupid. It's stupid, and it's a disgrace. Not from everybody. I think perhaps Rance Priebus, who coordinates the Republican Party chair, I know he doesn't buy into any love affair with Donald Trump, but hey, you know something, folks? You just get the message if you're on the line here. I can't emphasize it enough. I just can't. I'll say it again and again and again. I'm going to say it all the way up to Election Day. You have, you can't pick out the candidate of your choice anymore. You've got the candidates. If you are blank enough, I don't want to say that, but you can fill in the blank. If you are blank enough to support Hillary Clinton, she's going to be the candidate because there's no indictment coming. And I'm happy about all the aggravation Bernie Sanders is causing her, but he can't win this. He'd need 95% of the delegates. He didn't win Kentucky, but every state he won 8 in a row. It just shows you her popularity. Trump's popularity, on the other end, is kind of an enigma because we've drawn like 3 million more voters into the process during the primaries, and much more than the Democrats, than the Republicans have had. So Priebus is calling the entry of a third party conservative candidate in the race a suicide mission. You know, I begin a lot of sentences by saying I believe, I think, because I don't really pretend to know things that I don't know. But I do know this. It is a suicide mission. It's an impossible accomplishment, and the votes will be drained. There'll be some drained from Hillary, but there'll be more drained from Trump. And that could cost Trump. If I knew it would cost Hillary, I'd say, go ahead. But you've got people, and this is the part that shocks me. And yesterday I was trying to think of Republicans who I really admired, who are still here. And I have a few. I mean, you know, you got Steve King of Iowa, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, and Tom Cotton of Arkansas. And Cotton is a novice in the Senate, but oh man, what a he's a shining light in a field of idiots, really idiots, who feel that they're going to get some economic gain from making money. And I'm just going to say it. I don't care. Making money from all the PACs that will be brought into this if there's a third-party candidate. You know, there's all that money that gets thrown around. You have two choices. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. Is there even any reason to think about this? You've got one candidate who is in the process, has done a lot to destroy the credibility of her family and this country. I don't care about a family. I mean, Bill Clinton to me is nothing but trash. 26 flights with Jeffrey Epstein, sexual encounters on the plane with young girls, newsmen, security guards excused, sexual predator. And yet the emphasis is that New York Times story is on Trump. They got nothing on Trump. Nothing. I don't care about his taxes. I especially don't care about it now. I don't care about the affairs he had. Right now, as far as I know, he's been faithful to his current wife for I don't know how many years. None of this other stuff matters. And yet there's such panic on both sides from the Democrats who see Hillary's lead dissipating. Just take a look at the Quinnipiac poll. People who see Trump trying to reconstitute some support from females. Yeah, there are obstacles. There are obstacles on both sides. But you've got to look at the difference. Hillary is a sure bet to finish Obama's job. If you like Obama, then you got to vote Hillary. And if you like Obama, are you on EBT cards? Do you have Obama phones? Basically on the equivalent to welfare. And that may be a lot of people. Are you an illegal immigrant? Oh, come on, they're going to vote too. All you got to do is walk in. You know, the Democrats say vote early and vote often. A candidate would siphon off the votes that would go to Trump. It would result in Hillary Clinton becoming the 45th president of the United States. And no, I'm not going to say I'm leaving here to go to Canada. Somewhere else, nor would I consider it. I just would have to fight it out. And it's not just me. I'm thinking of my kids and my grandchildren. To be brought up in this country the way it's been transformed, and the transformation will be complete by someone threatening to go to the left. Think about this. Just think about this. Think about one thing: the influence our Supreme Court justices have on the United States of America. You're going to get, oh, I don't know, you got a void to fill with Scalia. Ruth Bader Ginsburg can't go on forever. Breyer, Kennedy, I mean, they're aging. It's, oh, there's always Obama waiting to be approved by Hillary. You know, he won't bash her, she won't bash him. They'll support each other. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. So you're going to get more Supreme Court justices like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor. That means Roe versus Wade would never be overturned. You'd have affirmative action forever and ever. And it's sickening social revolution that declared same-sex a constitutional right. And with looking at the transgender situation, it would roll on. Look at all the issues we have to face around the world. And what's this idiot in office focusing on? Transgender sex. And there's one other thing. If Hillary gets in, you know, I was at the White House in the 90s on the North Lawn broadcasting when Hillary came up with her national coverage, universal health care coverage proposal. So you know she's not against Obamacare. Obamacare will be here forever. And those of you who want it, And those of you who won't get it, I've talked with I know this may not be a representative sample. When I was in New York this past weekend, I had a terrific cab driver from Jamaica, hardworking, clean cut, bringing up his 6 month old daughter, and said he has no insurance at all. I said, "What about Obamacare?" He said, "It'll kill him. He has no insurance. He gets killed either way." I mean, that's a small, it's like an infinitesimally small sample. You know how many people I've spoken with? Obama sold us down the road. And I have reached a level of absolute disgust for Mitt Romney and Bill Kristol. Shame on them. Two gentlemen whom I liked, I had admiration for. I knew Romney was a lousy candidate, but I liked him as a person. I can't stand him as a person, and I absolutely hate Bill Kristol. How bad can it get? Still love my wife and my kids and my listening audience.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the legal exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner of New York, and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
Man, I just expended so much energy during that break talking with my producer, Tim. I don't have to explain anything to Tim. He's got it figured out. If you don't have it figured out, you're pathetic. And I actually went on a tirade during the break because I have to have a certain amount of self-control when I'm on air. I'm so angry at what's happening to this country. I'm so angry. We got wars going on all around the world, and this blankety-blanket office is worried about transgender bathrooms, amongst other idiotic things. Mitt Romney, Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol, whose father was the founder of the conservative movement. I've never loved Bill Kristol, but I always liked Bill Kristol. I hate Bill Kristol. I've always had great respect for Romney. And I liked him, even though I was angry when he lost. Just a terrible candidate. I can't stand Mitt Romney. Just like his father. I won't go into the history. Just like George. Except there's one difference between George and Mitt. George got into the arena and found out that he couldn't win. Mitt, if Mitt is so principled, why don't you run as a third-party candidate? Oh, the Clinton campaign is loving this. They're loving it. The Republicans are divided. Yeah, the Democrats are divided. But that's Hillary's going to be the candidate because the media, the left, they worship her. And everybody's in that same tank, that same bag. When that lying Josh Earnest gives press conferences, I wouldn't sit. And I've sat through those press conferences. I wouldn't sit through a press conference with him. I suppose if I worked for a newspaper, I suppose I'd have to. I would never voluntarily do that. When people in the White House, whether it's that, I can't remember his name, that disgusting idiot who was bragging about the lies in Obamacare, you know, one of the contributors to Obamacare. And now you got Ben Rhodes. You want to see a nitwit? Take a look at all the people surrounding Barack Obama. Ben Rhodes comes out and says he lied about this Iran deal and talked about stupid journalists. First of all, many of these so-called journalists are flat out dumb. I can name you some good ones. Major Garrett. And I mean, I could name some, but what's the point? You know, they just sit there with their tongues hanging out that they're part of this. Oh, they're part of it. I guess as you get older, you don't get that easily impressed. And when you do get impressed, you really do get impressed. I was impressed with our first guest, James Bradley, and his father, who hoisted the American flag at Iwo Jima. That impressed me. Mitt Romney and Bill Kristol are dividing the Republican base. And this is absolutely, if they succeed in putting forth a candidate, that will be the defeat of the Republican Party. It isn't even a debatable subject. And you know what that means? The scumbags, Bill and Hillary, back in the White House. And now Hillary has said that Bill will be handling all the economics of the... Stupid. Stupid to say, stupid to do. First of all, and I don't say this shedding any tears, both of them have health problems. I absolutely guarantee that. I mean, anybody watch Bill Clinton? He's shaky. He stumbles for words. He says stupid things. I can't tell you. I'm not a diagnostician. I don't know whether it's aging, senility, or a result of heart trouble because it could cause other problems. Hillary is just, I mean, flat out disgusting in just about every way. Just continuing. I hope they use this as sound bites. The coal miners in West Virginia. And I was watching her. I happened to turn on the TV this morning, and she was again lecturing. And I guess I didn't know it was Kentucky. And I said, what kind of an accent is that? Where is she? And bingo, it was Kentucky. The stupidity, I mean, you just can't underestimate the stupidity out there. You go back to 1980 and John Anderson defeated Ronald Reagan in the primaries. And he's defeated by Ronald Reagan in the primaries. I said that backwards. He ran as a third-party candidate. At one point, he had 24% of the vote. He wasn't all that bad, but it was a different time. And then Anderson moved left. Bingo, that was the end of it. And then you saw the defeat of Jimmy Carter, thankfully, that another hateful person. Either Trump or Clinton is going to be the next president. Just try to get that in your head. I'm not angry at the people who agree with me, please. I don't want to sound like I'm angry. I'm not. To the degree that they succeed in wounding or killing Trump's candidacy, they advance Clinton's chances of succeeding Obama. This Romney Kristol alliance is Hillary Clinton's fifth column inside the Republican Party. Do you know how much doubt there is about this? Zero. Zero. So let's see the war on women being waged. Oh, man, Hillary would love to go after Trump. On what? That New York she already has in that New York Times article that has been, in some sense, retracted, and the woman that Trump was legitimately dating had wonderful things to say about Donald Trump, as has his other wives. And you know that he hires more women. He's been a pioneer in bringing women into high-paying jobs in business. Do you know what? Hillary pays women it's 76 cents on the dollar. I mean, get educated. And I'm not talking about just going to conservative websites. Get educated and take the lies through places like Politico and Huffington and so many other websites. I mean, go to the New York Times, the Washington Post isn't the worst. It's unbelievable. People see it, they buy it, they don't stop and think, oh, let me see, could this be true? No, I'm just going to accept it. We're going to get change. Change. Well, you got change, didn't you, with this administration? Did you get the change you like? You're going to get more just like it, only it won't be a change from the prior administration. It'll be a continuation. I'm not going to come on here every single day and rant and rave and scream. Only occasionally. I hope I didn't upset anyone. Thanks for listening. And have a very different kind of show tomorrow. Blue Prairie Group and Aspire Systems, Digital Technology. This is Stu Taylor. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.